The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guests today, I have the dynamic duo of Michael and Paul from Michigan Works. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. And yourself there, Johnny?
Doing great. Paul, yourself, how you doing, man?
Really, really well. It's been a good week. But, you know, this is the highlight of the week. Whenever you get to be on with JR, Johnny Reinhart, I mean, this is huge. The local legend.
Oh, you flatter me too much. Too much. But it's always good to talk to you guys. For people that may not know what you guys do, what part of Michigan Works are you guys? What do you guys do with Michigan Works?
Yeah, we're the business solutions team.
Okay.
You know, two of the three-legged stool. And we cover Berrien, Cass, Van Buren County. We're the business solution managers, out talking to employers, asking them those questions that keep them up at night, you know, and we try to find solutions to their problems. And that's kind of why we're here. One of those solutions might be attending the hiring events that we started back in June. And we've got another one coming up in August that we're excited about. So trying to build momentum. And Michael can kind of chime in and tell us a little bit about how June went. I know we were a couple months ago preaching that June event, and it was a success.
Yeah, how'd that one go?
It went really, really well. I'd like to attribute all of the success to our previous radio spot. So appreciate that, John.
What is the deal? Am I being punked or something? What's going on here?
No, we had a phenomenal turnout with not only employers, but also job seekers. We just shy of 150 folks come through. So it was a really, really great turnout and a lot of energy in the room. So really looking forward to having that be the case for our August one, which takes place August 3rd, right at our Van Harbor Service Center. And for those who may not know the address, that is 499 West Main Street. And that'll take place from 11 to 3. So August 3rd.
Okay. And this will this one be similar to the ones you guys have had in the past? For maybe somebody that didn't go to this, what can we expect at this event on August 3rd?
It will be similar. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, it's open to anyone. Anyone who's looking for a job, full time, part time, any type of job. We'll have all the different sectors recognized there, from healthcare to manufacturing to hospitality, customer service. Because we want you to be able to come in with confidence that you're going to have a great conversation with an employer. And if you have questions at all, we're going to have a lot of staff there on hand to walk you through it, introduce you to the employers if that's what you'd like to. So it's very non-threatening. There's a lot of energy in the room. You know, I encourage you too, Johnny, to come down and just check it out, just so you can speak highly of it. It's really a cool environment, just because we haven't done it the last couple of years since COVID. And so June was a great event. We're excited to do it again coming up in August, and hopefully moving forward.
Absolutely. And this is one of those things, like, as part of the business solutions team, you obviously are helping people, trying to connect them, you know, businesses trying to connect them with employees and great quality people. And then even also working on, you know, maybe if, you know, there's so many different changes and things in many different industries. So having ways that you can, you know, take the workforce you already have and make them even better. You guys offer a lot of those solutions. So what I love about this event, and what I love about right now, it is a very interesting time when it comes to jobs, because there's a lot of businesses out there that have not just the accepting applications that you sometimes see at businesses where, you know, if you drop off a resume, it's like, oh, they might call me, they might not. These businesses are hungry and are looking for people. So this is better time than ever for somebody that maybe is looking for a job, or maybe looking for an even better job, right?
Absolutely. This time right now is, as you may mention, a really great time for individuals who want to pivot into a different career field to do so. And employers are out there incentivizing individuals to do it. Sign-on bonuses, a ton of, you know, benefits starting day one in many cases. So, and many of the employers that are going to be on site on that day, they're offering those types of things as well. As well as just a really great, not only job, but career opportunity.
So right.
Really excited for that.
Yeah. And the people that are looking for jobs and careers. And like you said, Paul, this is so many different industries, from manufacturing to hospitality. There's all kinds of different businesses there, right?
Yeah. Along with healthcare. So to piggyback a little bit on what Michael said, if you're kind of unhappy with where you're at with your vocation, with your work, you want to try something, you want to pivot, try something, now's the time, because employers are willing to take reliable workers that have the soft skills, that are going to show up, that are going to learn, that are going to work hard, and train them into the roles that they want them to be, and so you can walk into what could be a great career opportunity for you by attending this event. And so we want to encourage anybody, whether you're unemployed, employed, looking for that next career advancement opportunity, come on down and see who's there, talk to some employers. It's always great to network. And again, just to see what's out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, stopping by and just kind of seeing how everything is. I definitely plan on coming to check that out for sure. Now, are there, I mentioned this to Mary a couple of weeks ago about anytime you guys have events and things like that, this day and age, people are going to job fairs and job events, but maybe they still have a job, but so they don't want people to see them. Do you guys offer disguises or any sort of secret meetings or anything like that for people that don't want other people to know they're looking for a job?
Absolutely. We speak in code. We do have a bat cave at the resource center.
Of course.
I will bring all of my children's Avenger costumes. So perfect. Whoever wants to dress up as Thor, Hulk, Wonder Woman. I mean, we've got them all. So, yes, we do have costumes for anybody and everybody. So disguises are encouraged.
Okay. I would say suits and dresses and business attire would probably be
might be better. But if you want to show up with a Groucho Marx, set of glasses.
There you go. Certainly make a good
impression. You're going to definitely break the ice with conversations.
Definitely make good impressions for sure.
Yeah, that first impression is key.
So again, this is happening on August 3rd from 11 to 3 at the Michigan Works in Benton Harbor, 499 West Main Street. Where can I go if I want to find more information on this stuff ahead of time?
You can definitely visit our website, Michigan Works or miworks.org. And if you want to go to the event site specifically, miworks.org/events, or even our landing page on our website has the event tab. You can click on that and you'll be able to find the job fair. Now, we do encourage pre-registration just so we have a general idea of what the headcount might look like, but also for individuals who are registering, it's beneficial for them because we have a running tally of the employers that have signed up thus far, as well as some of the open positions that they're looking to hire for. So it gives you a pretty good rundown of the wide breadth of options and different sectors represented and the opportunities that will be available on that day.
I love that. And you guys offer so many great services on a regular basis with this job event. This is going to be great. But, maybe if somebody's getting ready for this job event, but they're also unsure of how everything looks. We talked about appearance and all that stuff. But what about making that good impression with your resume or cover letter or even just that interview? That's obviously key to getting a job. How can you guys help me out with that?
Yeah, we've got a really great personable staff working with our talent team. And you can come in Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. And, come in and just talk and pick our brains about, hey, maybe I need to brush up on my resume. Maybe I need to spruce that up a little bit, update that. Can you help me doing some mock interview questions? Because as we know, you go to a hiring event, you've got 2 to 3 minutes to talk to an employer to make that impression. And that could lead to a, follow-up interview. But talking about first impressions, we also have, interview appropriate clothing that we can work with and maybe get you that suit, get you that nice shirt that's going to kind of turn some heads and get your foot in the door with the company. So pretty much from start to finish, we can help you be confident walking into this hiring event, walking into your next interview, saying, I want to get this job. I'm going to put my best foot forward.
Absolutely. And lastly, with having all those great people that are putting their best foot forward, now's the time for employers to really look at ways they can still get involved with this August 3rd event, right, Paul?
Yeah, that's correct. And Michael, I think what we were at 19 companies. So is there room more for companies?
Yeah, we still have a few openings available. So if you'd be interested in attending, you can feel free to reach out to myself. I'll be more than willing to have a conversation with you, help you get registered. And if for whatever reason we do fill up, because that's where we're trending, we're looking to have additional hiring events later on this summer or late early fall. We'd be more than willing to have you attend that one. But feel free to contact us. We definitely want you on hand, and we definitely want you connecting with engaged and enthused right. job seekers. So.
Absolutely. Now's the great time for you guys to connect and be those matchmakers as you do on a regular basis. One more time, Michael, what is that website that we can go and find more information for all this?
miworks.org/events. Or just miworks.org. You'll find it. Events, August 3rd.
Yeah, you'll find it. Just like Michael when he's trying to find his office in Pawpaw. He's still. Do you know the address yet? Do you remember that?
I do know the address. Just okay. For you, Johnny.
I won't make you recite it. I know. I trust you Fair on enough. That one. So looking forward to this. August 3rd, this great event, miworks.org. Learn more information. But always great to talk to my good friends, Michael and Paul from Michigan Works. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. Have a great rest of your week.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.